I live in a quiet neighborhood. One thing that I like to do is go for walks whenever I get the chance. Typically, I walk down to the end of my street and either walk down a nearby street or walk through a local park. I go a lot at night because I work during the day, and when I get home, I'm always too hungry and tired to go walking right away. Walking at night has never bothered me. Sure, it might seem a little spooky at times, but the neighborhood that I live in has always seemed very safe to me. There's not a lot of houses on the street, and it rarely gets any cars. There also aren't any busy streets in the immediate area. Many people walk their dogs during the day, but at night, it's usually just me walking. I know most of my neighbors. I even know a few people from nearby streets. Everybody is always really nice. So this story took place probably a month or two ago. After getting home from work, I had some food and relaxed for a bit. Then, I got the itch to go for a walk. I wouldn't walk every single day, but probably like 3 or 4 nights a week on average, depending on the weather. When I left my house to start walking that night, it was probably 8 p.m. I walked down my driveway, which is pretty long. My yard is about 2 acres, and most people in the area have at least an acre of property. It's kind of a wild area, and there is also a small woods in my backyard. I walked to the end of my street, which kind of curves, and then was going to walk down another street and through the nearby park. When I reached the end of my street and had just turned onto another, I saw a man walking. He was entering my street, and I only looked at this man for about 2 or 3 seconds. He wasn't looking at me, but I didn't recognize him. He appeared as though he was starting to walk down my street, and I kind of wondered who he was and what he was doing. It was just really unusual for somebody to walk down this street at this time. But then again, that's what I was doing. What was more unusual is that I didn't recognize him as living in the area, so why would he be walking down my street? The man was wearing a baseball cap type of hat and had a sweatshirt on. He did not look at me at all, and I was already headed in the other direction when he came into sight. After that, I kept walking. I made it to the park several minutes later, and was going to walk around there for a while. It was usually pretty interesting to walk through it. I ended up walking around the park area for probably 30 minutes or so. It was quiet, and I was the only one there the entire time. The only sounds I heard were occasional squirrels running through the park and crickets off in the distance. After that, I headed back to my street. I walked the distance back all the way to my house. It took maybe 15 minutes total to get back to my house from the park. But as I was on my street walking and approaching my house, I heard something. I was maybe 40 feet away from my driveway and could see into my front yard. The sound was coming from my front yard, and it sounded like maybe an animal was running through my yard. I heard a bush moving near the front of my house. It wasn't very loud, but I heard it because of how quiet it was outside. When I looked into the direction of the sound, at first, I heard nothing. There were several trees and bushes scattered around in my front yard. I stopped walking and stood where I was, looking. The noise had sounded like a larger animal, but I didn't see anything. I took a couple of steps forward to get a better look. When I did, I saw something move. I kept looking, and though it was dark out, I finally saw it. There appeared to be a man sort of hiding behind my bush. I noticed that it looked like the same man that I had seen walking down my street earlier. Now this was a little strange. I was sort of concerned. Why would some guy be hiding in my front yard? I slowly took a few steps closer to my driveway. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I could try to walk up the driveway into my house, or I could decide not to. I was really worried what the man was trying to do, though, and I quickly decided that I was not going to walk up to my front door. I kept walking past my driveway down the street. When I made it out of the man's sight, I decided that I needed to get into my house. I couldn't just walk around all night. I decided that I was going to try to get inside, and I kept walking further down my street. Then, I entered the yard of one of my neighbors a few doors down from me. I walked past their house and into their backyard. There was a wooded area that spanned the distance of a few of our backyards, including mine. I made it to the woods in my neighbor's backyard and then entered it. As quietly as I could, I walked through the woods in the direction of my backyard. The woods was not too dense, so I was able to walk through it pretty easily and not make too much noise. It was very dark out, but I knew that I was moving in the right direction. It took me about 5 minutes, but eventually, I had now made it into my own backyard. I walked over to the edge of my woods. My house was less than 100 yards away. I got my house keys ready, and then began sprinting to my back door. I would be able to unlock that and get inside, hopefully without the man knowing. I was pretty sure he was still in my front yard. The mistake I made, though, was that I ran. I wanted to get there quickly, but looking back, I should have just slowly and quietly walked through my yard. Running definitely made a lot more noise. When I made it a little more than halfway there, I heard a noise coming from around the front of my house. I could hear that someone was now walking around and headed towards where I was. I kept running and finally made it to the back door. I still had to unlock it though. As I stood at the back door and scrambled to get the key in, I looked over. I saw the same man walking around from the side of my house. When he saw me, he changed from a walk to a run. I was able to get the door unlocked and I opened it. Then I slammed it shut as fast as I could behind me and locked it. About a second or two after the door was locked, the man reached it and tried opening it. I looked out the window, and after he realized that the door was locked, he turned and ran away. I went to the front of my house and looked outside to make sure that the man was leaving. Sure enough, he ran back down my driveway and into the street. After that, he walked out of sight. I decided that I would call the police on him, even though he had left. I didn't think much could be done, but I'm glad that I still reported him. I haven't seen the guy since then. The whole situation was really surprising to me, because I never thought something like that would happen in my neighborhood. I still go for walks, but I'm really careful. I walk through city parks all the time. I've lived in a major city for many years, and I walk just about everywhere. Many times it's at night because I work really weird hours. A couple of years back, I was on my way home. I had just picked up some food to eat at a restaurant that was about a 10-minute walk from my apartment. It was nighttime and dark out. Things were fairly quiet. On the sidewalks, there was still a decent amount of other people that were out, but I decided to take a shortcut through one of the parks that was nearby. Parks were almost always much quieter when it was dark out. I was going to be walking on a path that went right through it. There were many trees, a little woods along one side, and some areas of open grass, benches, and tables. I would have maybe 5 minutes of a walk through this area. On this night in particular, about a minute into the park, things were very quiet. I was the only person around, but soon I heard a noise. There was a stretch of dense woods to my left, and it sounded like a large animal was just inside of it. I thought it was an animal because of the noise being in the thick woods, but it could have been a person too, I suppose. It sounded like they moved a few feet into the woods, and then deeper in, and got a little bit behind me. I looked over and saw some leaves and branches moving, but didn't see who or what had made the noise at all. I kept walking, and I wondered what it had been. It was just unusual for a large animal to be in this section of the woods, although I guess it was possible. I thought that maybe it could be a person, but that seemed pretty strange too. I walked further along the path. I would say about 2 minutes after that, I then heard footsteps behind me. They were a ways back, maybe almost 100 feet, but I could hear them. The more I walked though, the more the footsteps seemed to be getting closer to me. It became a real concern when whoever was behind me sounded like they were now only about 50 feet back. I had been walking at a pretty average speed, but certainly not slow. I quickly glanced behind me to see who was there. I couldn't see all that well because of being in a park at nighttime. I could tell that it appeared to be a man though. He was wearing a jacket with the hood up, and he was looking down, so I couldn't see his face at all. This didn't make me feel any better. In fact, I was more worried now. I walked a little bit faster. He continued to gain on me, though. I only had about another minute of walking through this park before I would be back in normal city sidewalks. I just wanted to make it out of that park, because I knew when I would, there would be other people walking around. The man kept getting closer and closer. By the time I could see the end of the park, he was only like 15 feet behind me. He started to speed up more, and I made a run for it when I was closer to the sidewalk. I made it, and I watched the man go out of view behind some trees in the park as I walked out onto the sidewalk. Immediately, I saw several other people walking down it as well. I felt instantly better, and the man was still inside the park. I didn't know what he had been trying to do, but I was just happy to be away from him. I continued walking back to my apartment, which was now only a few blocks away. After walking on the sidewalk for a short time, I turned to another street. I was really close to my apartment now, but this street was much quieter. I walked on that sidewalk for maybe a minute, and with my building in sight, I'm not sure why, but I decided to look behind me. I hadn't heard anything, but for whatever reason, I just decided to look back. I honestly was not expecting to see the man there again, but he was there. He was a long ways behind me, probably like 100 feet again. I couldn't believe it. I turned and literally started sprinting for my building. When I had made it to the doors, I looked back. The man was walking towards me, about 30 feet away. I quickly used my key fob to get inside of my apartment building and made sure that the door closed behind me. I didn't wait to see if the man would try to come inside. I went straight over to the elevator and went up to my floor. Soon, I got inside my apartment. I was really creeped out and couldn't believe that I had seen that man again. I went over to my window and looked out to see if the guy was still out there on the street. Sure enough, he was. I saw him walking away down the sidewalk. Unfortunately, I didn't realize how obvious I was being. I wasn't ducking down or anything behind the window shades. I was just standing there, looking outside. As the man was walking away, he happened to look up and seemed to look at me. I quickly closed the shades and moved away from the window. I looked out of it again about an hour later, and luckily the man was gone and out of sight then. I don't know what his intentions were, but I'm really glad he didn't get into my building. This is a strange thing that happened to me not too long ago. I was out for a walk one night, trying to get my steps in. I have a fitness tracker, and I try to walk at least 10,000 steps per day. Sometimes, I'm able to get that amount early on, depending on what I'm doing. Other times, I'm forced to go walking at night, or something like that. I typically get there pretty easily, and it's only here and there that I'm left trying to get them later. This story takes place on one of the days where I didn't have that many steps, though. It was nighttime, probably 9 o'clock, and I only had about 5,000 steps. The weather happened to be really nice out, and I decided that I would go for a walk outside to get my steps in. At first, I was a little unsure of walking at night, but then I thought, why not, and I decided to just go for it. My house is in a pretty typical neighborhood. It's a quiet street with a bunch of houses on it. There's also many other streets similar to mine, and it's a very large neighborhood overall. I left my house and began walking down the driveway onto my street. It was a calm and quiet night for the most part. Obviously, nobody else was out walking or anything like that at this hour. I walked to the end of my street and then went down to the next one over. I didn't really have a plan on exactly where I was walking to. The only plan I really had was to just walk down nearby streets until I reached maybe 8,000 steps or so, and then I would head back. By the time I got home, I would either be at 10,000 steps or very close to it. When I was walking down the next street over from mine, I noticed a car turning onto it. I didn't think anything of it. I moved close to the side of the street as there were no sidewalks to walk on. The car approached, but it was traveling extremely slow. It had to be going less than 10 miles per hour. This did seem kind of strange and raised a little bit of concern, but not a whole lot. I was walking in the direction of the car and it was driving towards me. It took a while, but soon the car passed me by. I didn't bother to look over and see who was driving or anything like that. The car drove past me and then turned onto the next street. I kept walking. Eventually, I made it to the end of the street that I was walking on and went to the next one over. I made it almost entirely down that street before seeing the same car again. It was still driving slowly, but a little faster than before. This time, it was driving in the same direction that I was going. It came up from behind me and passed me by. I didn't look over this time either. I walked down one more street, and I reached my 8,000 steps. Then, I decided to turn around and head back to my house. But when I was walking back, I couldn't believe it, but I saw the same car again. This time, it was weird because the headlights were off. The car was driving in the same direction that I was walking again, and it was moving extremely slow behind me. I was waiting for the car to pass me, but it didn't. After a while, I looked behind me. The car was seemingly following me, driving at about the same speed that I was walking at. It wasn't right behind me, but a little ways back. I was getting really suspicious now. When I got to the end of the street, I turned to the next one. My street was just one more over from that. The car, of course, followed me. I didn't know what to do. When I got a little ways down that street, with the car still following me, I stopped, turned around, and looked at it. The car stopped as well. I kept standing there, and the car was sitting there a ways away. Neither of us were moving. I still couldn't see who was driving the car. Between it being dark out and the car being kind of far away, I just couldn't see. Then, the car started backing up. It went in reverse for a short distance before stopping and turning around completely. Then, the car drove off. I didn't waste any time and began walking quickly back to my house. I was expecting at any moment for the car to drive down the street another time, but it didn't. I didn't know what their deal was, but I just wanted to get back home. After walking quickly down the street for a while, I actually started jogging. I don't like to run, but I felt that it was necessary. I made it home much faster than if I had walked, and once I was inside, I felt much better. I thought about it for a while, wondering who was in that car and what exactly they were doing. The story doesn't end there, though. Not quite. Maybe an hour after I returned home, I was casually walking into my living room when I glanced out the window. I noticed that there was a car sitting in the driveway. The lights were off, and I recognized it as the same car. Immediately, I got the creeps. Why were they at my house, and how on earth did they know where I lived? The car was just sitting there in the driveway. I couldn't tell if anybody was inside of it or not. I hoped that they weren't prowling around the house or something like that. After standing by the window and watching for a while, I walked over to the front door. I decided to turn on the light to the outside area in front of the driveway. After turning it on, about 10 seconds later, I heard the engine to the car start. The car then backed up with the light still off and then left my driveway and sped away. I was glad that it was gone, but feared that it would come back again. I checked the window several more times that night, but the car never returned. Ever since that night, I haven't seen the car again, which I'm happy to say. I still wonder about it though, and have a lot of questions. Who was driving the car, and why were they following me? How did they know where I lived, and why were they parked in my driveway? I don't have any of these answers, but I'm just glad that I'm all right.